What the church does on Monday morning is just as important as what the church does on Sunday morning. On Sunday morning, it's obvious we're the church. We're gathered together to worship God and to enjoy community together. A disciplined commitment to this aspect of our Christian life is vital. We should not leave it to chance or whim. But on Monday morning, we are still the church. Now we are dispersed to our homes, our neighbourhoods, our places of work and leisure, and it's here that we are called to be the presence of Jesus, ministering in and for his world today. The church isn't the building we gather in. The church is the people of God. The Bible even says we are the body of Christ, each with a part to play in God's ministry and mission. Therefore, we also need some sort of disciplined commitment to what it means to live as a Christian in today's world. This will affect our family life and all our relationships. It will affect our priorities and how we use our available resources of time, talents and money. It will change and shape our attitude to work and leisure, and also to the big issues of justice and peace that affect our world. You can't be a Christian for part of your life. Christian faith cannot exist in a compartment. It is either about the whole of life, or it is not really about life at all. To be sure, it takes a lifetime to allow God to so reveal his presence within us that the whole of our life is lived to his praise and glory and for the building of his kingdom. But, by happy coincidence, a lifetime is precisely what each of us has been given. The aim of the Christian life is to live this lifetime as a member of God's church. That is, the community of men and women centred around Jesus and being his presence in the world, and living and witnessing for the values and aspirations of God's kingdom as we've been shown them by Jesus, particularly in his teaching on the kingdom in the Beatitudes that's explored in another Pilgrim module.